It's 9 o'clock in the evening, 3 hours after the close of our last episode. As in the apartment of Kitty DiCarlo...
Then you understand how I feel, Mr. F. Fred.
Yes, and it's a good idea.
Hmm. More coffee?
No. A most intelligent idea, Catherine. Demanding that Dory be turned over to you immediately is a very good move.
Now, wait. I'm not asking for Dory because I'm smart.
Huh?
I'm lonely for my little girl. Very lonely.
Oh, of course. You're a good woman, Catherine.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you say so.
You only want your little girl, but just the same, when Mae Grant hears what you're doing, she'll come out of hiding. Of course, you don't care about that.
Oh, no.
But when she does...
She'll be punished.
All of which doesn't dispose of Mason.
You'll find him.
I'd give a great deal, a very great deal, to find Mason. See that he gets what's coming to him. He made a fool out of me.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, yes, he did. The newspapers are saying... never mind. I'd better go to my office.
At this time of the evening?
Yeah, I have to prepare those papers. We'll spring the action on William Grant tomorrow morning.
And I'll have Dory in a few days.
Not...
Now, I wonder
if... Are you expecting a call?
No.
Well, you better answer it. I left word I'd be here.
Hello? Why, right here. It's for you.
Oh, thank you. Frederick Abt speaking. What's that? Baltimore. When? Norris, you say?
What is it, Mr. Abt?
Yes. Yes, I'll be right down.
What is
it? A lead on Mason. A report that he's in Baltimore.
Oh.
I can't explain now. Where's my coat?
But can't...
This could be the big break.
Well, can't you take a minute?
Not now, Catherine. I've got to go. Good night.
You'll let me know.
Yes. I'll call you the moment I have time.
Must be a real lead. I guess I better call Anna. Well, answer it, Joel.
Anna. Yes.
I was just trying to call you. Mr. App just got...
I heard. I was listening.
Oh, checking on my phone call, too, hmm? Well, this time you can tell me what it's all about.
App didn't?
App left like he was on fire. He just told me Mason 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 was reported in Baltimore.
He was. And he got away.
Oh. App seemed to think he was...
App thinks they're on the trail. I think they're following a false trail.
Trail to where?
Denver.
Why false? You don't know where Mason's going.
I know he started for Atlanta, riding with the traveling salesman.
Norris? App mentioned his name.
Yeah, Norris. Norris recognized him, but Mason got away before the police could nail him.
But why Denver when Mason started for Atlanta?
Mason's smart. Before Mae Grant escaped, he pointed a trail to Denver.
So?
And he let Norris overhear something. Something that made Norris think he was going to Denver from Baltimore.
Then the Atlanta trip was just a blind.
So the police seem to think.
But they'll check Atlanta too, won't they?
They'll check everywhere. But Mason's smart.
Well, if you know he's going to Atlanta... Well,
that's where I'd go. And I'd get him, if I knew.
Well, then it looks like you'll have to sit tight.
No.
But if you don't know...
Kitty, wasn't your husband from the South?
Purcell?
No. Lee Sloan, your first husband.
Why, yeah. That's right, he was from the South. Mississippi.
You're positive? Not Atlanta?
No, he was from Mississippi. He was from... Wait a minute.
Well?
Lee had relatives in Atlanta, if that means anything.
Catherine...
He had an uncle, Thaddeus Sloan, but he's dead.
Oh.
Maybe his aunt's living.
Well, you don't know?
No, she was alive 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, then she might be living there now. And if she is...
What about it?
She could be Mason's lead.
To what?
Does this aunt know anything about the nursing home?
Nursing home?
Did you ever tell her ever anything?
You should know. I'd never mention...
Oh, did you?
No!
Well, that aunt's got something to tell Mason. some information valuable enough to make him a voluntary fugitive.
Fits together, Anna. Mason's going to Atlanta to find out...
What's Mrs. Sloan's address?
I can't think, Anna. You've got to stop him. If Mason ever finds out what was going on in that nursing
home... Shut up.
If he finds out what I was helping you do, you told me you'd stop him, Anna.
I told you to shut up. Now, don't even think about it.
Don't think of... You know why I drink like a fish sometimes? Why the sight of a kid makes my skin crawl? I never stop thinking about what went on in that...
I told you to shut up.
You can slap me. It doesn't change it. Sometimes when I get to thinking
now
about...
Now, don't hand me that routine, dearie. You were nothing when I picked you up, and you haven't changed. You drink because you like to drink. And you enjoyed working at that nursing home.
Maybe I did then.
Your trouble is that you've got a hangover from that. Like you got a hangover from drinking. Hangovers will never stop you from drinking or anything else. You see, I know you, Kitty.
I guess I'm a bad girl, hmm?
Through and through.
You're right. It was fun. Like I got more fun out of acting innocent in court and watching Mae Grant squirm than I ever did acting in pictures. You know the most fun of all, Anna?
What?
Watching Marcel when I shot him.
Yeah. I guess you are a bad girl, Kitty. Now, you get me that address, Kitty, and... Oh, long distance? I want to call Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. Person to person.
Meanwhile, hundreds of miles away in a small second-run movie theater in the city of Baltimore...
Tell him.
Oh, Harry, I thought you'd never get here.
Huh. What's the matter? Why are you looking so unhappy?
Well, do you realize how long you've been gone?
I got here as fast as I could, Della.
Will you look what's playing here? Wouldn't you know? Kitty DiCarlo in Sweethearts of the Pioneers.
Well, never mind that. Did you get my ticket?
Yes, did you get mine?
Yes. Your train leaves at 11:02.
Okay, now here's your bus ticket. Your bus leaves at 11:30.
Your baggage check is with your ticket.
Yours too.
Now, when you get to the station... You'll have to be careful. Norris has probably reported in.
Well, by the time we leave...
Listen, Della, Norris has a weird story to tell the police. If they listen at all, they'll question it.
Well, that's right. Police are always swamped with leads when a reward is posted.
That's it, exactly. But if they do listen to Norris, they'll realize that we've had several hours to get out of town.
Yes.
And reasonably, they'll expect us to have left town.
Yeah.
So they'll concentrate on the buses and trains that have already left for Denver and Atlanta.
We hope.
Well, that's the way we've got to play it.
We could wait a day and then...
You're forgetting that public-spirited citizen who posted the reward.
The woman?
You can bet that she isn't waiting. We've got to get to Atlanta, and without delay.
Yes, of course you're right. Well, all right, tell me what to do when I get to the station.
Well, don't try to keep from attracting attention.
What?
Well, don't advertise yourself as Della Street, of course. But get a red cab to carry your stuff. Be a little fussy about your accommodations. Load yourself down with books and magazines and candy and so on.
What about you?
I'll get on the bus. I've got to. We've been held up long enough.
For which we can thank that public-spirited citizen behind Kitty DiCarlo.
Well, I guess that's everything.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Well, what do we do now?
We might as well go in and watch Sweethearts of the Pioneers.
Are you kidding?
Safest place for us.
Oh, Perry.
No, just a minute. Something else. When you get to Atlanta, register in a hotel under a fictitious name, of course, and get a few hours' sleep.
And meet you when and where?
1 o'clock, Atlanta time.
One. Where?
Make it the city park. Southeast corner.
Southeast corner. Isn't that where there's a statue of General Sherman or someone?
Della, there is probably a statue, but believe me, not a statue of General Sherman. let's go in and watch the movie,
Well, even if Perry Mason's plans do work out, and he and Della get where they're going... We know there is trouble waiting for them in Atlanta. Trouble and danger and excitement. So join us again tomorrow by all means, won't you?